Before all that, we're going to pose for Playhouse family member Jenna whether or not she sounds like a total jerk in this situation or if you think she gets a pass on being a jerk. 37 minutes, text 35 G70. But Jenna, need you to lay it out for us. Why are you fearing you might be a jerk?
Yeah, I just want to know, like, my friend, she's pregnant, or she's having a baby shower soon, and I don't want to go because, you know, this was unplanned. She's, the guy is not even really around, and, you know, I just feel weird supporting this, and so I just kind of don't want to go. So I guess, am I being the jerk by not going to my friend's baby shower?
Mm-hmm. You are. Yeah, I mean, whether or not they're trying to have a kid, whether or not she's with that guy or not, you're being invited to the baby shower to support her and buy her presents for this baby. Yeah, yeah, you're a jerk, I'd say. Am I missing something there? Sounds like a jerk move to me.
I think it's 100% a jerk move. You may not agree that the guy's not involved or anything. How do you think your friend feels? She's the one going through this pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You should be there to support her.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the guy. Your friend is still having a baby. Just get a huge pack of diapers and bring a case of beer that you like to drink.
Okay, this is a baby shower, not the keg party for guys. This isn't a diaper party.
Okay, so you can't bring the case of beer.
You wouldn't
make it
do
more
that.
Fun if you do that. Why can't you do that?
You stop you at the cupcake shop.
Okay, usually you don't need to bring any type of treats or beverage. That's usually provided for you at a baby shower. You just show up with a gift.
Oh. Okay. I've only been to, like, baby kegs, I guess, and it was, like, both men and women at them.
I think there's a lot of people that have unplanned babies with jerk partners, or one of the other or both, and they're very excited about it. Like, the fact that there's a baby shower makes me think that there's probably some excitement behind this. Yeah, you're a jerk if you are acting this way.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just roll up. Buy some diapers and call it good.
Do you see something maybe we don't see? Just want to tell her, yeah, she's being a jerk, so she goes. 237, it's text 35270. I don't want to rush you, Jenna, but I do think we got to kind of zip through it because we got the playlist payday not too far off. Hello.
Yeah, I don't think so at all. I think that that's just exercising boundaries, to be honest with you. Like, I don't think that she should be an enabler, and she's making a statement by not going that this girl should not be continuing this path of bad decisions with this guy. And it's time for her to get out of that relationship. Honestly, that's a more loving thing to do than to enable her and to encourage a bad relationship.
You're saying you don't think she's a jerk. She's just standing right. Underground and saying this is a bad relationship. You know that whose decision that is, though? The person in the relationship.
Right.
And, you know, God forbid she tries to give it a go with the fella since they're having a baby together. I think that you're being a super jerk. I really do.
But is she talking about maybe this is the end of the friendship, the relationship for these two girls?
Maybe, yeah.
I can understand that. If you don't support this baby, then I feel like you're not supporting the friend. And then maybe it is you cut ties as the friendship. You can't be her friend and just say, I don't support this baby. I'm not coming to this baby shower. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, the baby's coming either way. So definitely, I guess I would have to lean my vote towards a jerk. You're being a jerk.
Feels like a jerk move.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely feels like a jerk. Hello.
I think she's a bad friend. You got to support your friend no matter what, especially if she's having a kid. And if he stays. If he goes, he goes. We'll be there for her.
There you go. I think that's probably the dominant thing we're seeing from people, kind of.
Yeah, almost everyone's saying, such a jerk. Someone said, she's a jerk, plain and simple. She's your friend. You'll get over it. Someone said, jerk, having a child is a milestone in someone's life. At one time, a baby shower was to help the new mother get gifts and things they need for the new baby. You just need to go and support your friend. Someone else said, jerk. Baby showers are more about the start of the new life, not congratulating people on being pregnant. You need to be there to support your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. You know what? Get, instead of diapers, actually, I just thought about this. Get some, like, little baby Air Ones or something, Jordans. You know, really expensive shoes that the baby's only going to wear
for
like a month.
There's usually a registry.
If I'm going, I'm going to, this is might be a jerk part of it
too. That's why you're not invited to the baby shower.
That's okay. I'm going to roll up with some baby Air Ones.
Listen, I'm telling you this right now. We didn't do anything like this for little man, but you're more than welcome to come over this weekend for just between you and I. We'll have a baby shower. Yeah. I'll take them Air Ones.
Bring the Air Ones, bring the diapers and your case of beer. There you go.
You know what? Just bring the beer.
Let's do it. How old is he right now?
Just turned 3 months a couple days ago.
Let's Google search. I'll see if I can find some little baby Jordans for him.
Jerk, not a jerk.
Yeah, she's been a jerk for not going to the baby shower. You know, at the end of the day, we're all adults and people are going to make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be with who makes them happy until they're not happy anymore. So at this point, the baby shower is about the baby and celebrating her friend and this big milestone in her life. So stop being a jerk. Go get a great gift. Show up. Play all the little games. Have a good attitude. Take pictures and enjoy it because it's about the baby. You know, you forget about he may not even be there. And that's she's too far in it, in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's her friend's business.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes caring for somebody is putting on a smile and supporting them when they're doing something you don't necessarily feel great about and you wouldn't have chosen for them, but it's not really your business, so you'll be there for them if they need you to be if it falls apart, and you hope for the best. And that's just sometimes caring for somebody.
Yep.
Kind of like that time that Joel D. got in his van and said, I'm going to leave you guys, and he was gone for 4 weeks. You know, we knew it was a poor decision. We knew he should never leave us. We knew he belonged there. And if he ever tries to pull that again, it's going to be the biggest mistake of his life.
Oh, so don't pull it again. Is that what you're saying?
We let him go. And when he said, can I please come home? We said, you pack up that van. You come here. He said, can I have some gas money? We said, hell no.
Yeah, you didn't give me no gas money. That's for sure.
We got here. And look, it's like he never left. See?
Just don't Google search Joel D, please.
It's just all your poor decisions.
Yeah, all the poor decisions.
All your poor decisions.
Show up when you Google Joel D.